The World This Week, Business.
The yields on short-term American bonds rose significantly, an indicator that markets are expecting hefty interest rate rises from the Federal Reserve. Pressure on bond yields was felt globally. Japan's central bank offered to buy an unlimited amount of government bonds, an intervention designed to protect its 0.25% cap on Japan's 10-year yield. Yields on 2-year American Treasury notes briefly rose above those on the 10-year note for the first time since 2019. Government bonds with longer terms usually offer higher yields. Such an inversion of the yield curve is often taken as a sign that a recession is on the cards. Consumers in Britain borrowed an extra net £1.5 billion, that's $2 billion, on credit cards in February, the highest monthly figure since records began in 1993. The data suggests that with inflation at a 30-year high, people are taking on more debt to maintain household spending as prices increase. Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England, warned this week that consumers face a historic shock to their incomes because of inflation fuelled mostly by energy prices. Germany's annual inflation rate is expected to come in at 7.3% for March, according to the country's statistics office, the highest rate since German reunification in 1990. Inflation in Spain surged to 9.8%, the highest in that country for almost 40 years. HP said it would buy Poly, which makes devices for video conference communications, in a transaction valued at $3.3 billion. The computer maker said the deal would bolster its business in hybrid working. It reckons that 75% of office workers are investing in improvements to their home office setups. Revenue in the office meeting room solutions industry is expected to triple by 2024. The co-chief executive of SK Hynix, a South Korean chipmaker, said his company was interested in buying Arm through an investment consortium. NVIDIA's proposed $60 billion acquisition of the British chip designer collapsed recently because of competition concerns. SK Hynix stressed that it does not yet have a specific plan to take over Arm. Tesla announced its intention to split its stock, though it didn't say when and what the ratio would be. The electric car maker has split its stock before in 2020, when shareholders were given 5 new shares, so reduced in value by 4/5 for everyone they owned. Stock splits are intended to drum up interest from investors who might be put off by the high price of a company's shares. Alphabet and Amazon both recently laid out plans for 20-to-1 stock splits.